It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. My name is Chewy. I'm your host today. Today is Wednesday morning. I am on the way to work, and I am continuing my efforts to get out one podcast per week. I'm excited to say that I have another quitter potentially lined up to join me on the podcast. I'm hoping to record that episode either tomorrow or Friday, which would mean then that I could drop that podcast next week. Not going to share the quitter's name at this point, only because I haven't confirmed that they're going to be joining me on the show. But I'm really excited because this person is relatively new in their quit within the first month or so. And I think it would be really insightful to get the perspective of a relatively new quitter versus me, who is, you know, coming up on 18 years, or some of the other guests that I have had on the show recently, you know, upwards of 10 years, 8 years, those kind of things. So, which actually kind of leads nicely into what I wanted to talk about today, and it is how long you should stay on killthecan.org. And whether that means posting role on our Discord server, whether it means posting role on the forums, whether it means being engaged in discussions and commentary on the main site, on the blog, on the Facebook page, those kind of things. And so the question comes up often: how long should I stay? How long should I do this posting role thing? And because, you know, again, I've talked about, you know, we really focus, in my opinion, maybe even too much on the 100-day Hall of Fame. And again, the reason we do that is because 100 days, it's a nice round number. It is a massive accomplishment. And it is close enough and visible enough to somebody on day one or two that it is a seemingly attainable goal when you're starting out just at the beginning of your quit. But the question becomes, now that you've reached 100 days, 200 days, a year, 2 years, how long should you stick around? How long should you continue doing the things that got you quit? And in my opinion, the answer is indefinitely. And what I mean by that is forever, right? That's why I, 18 years later, continue to still post-roll. There are numerous people on the site with more days than me, with 10 years, 12 years. Uncle Bubba springs to mind. He is exactly 1,000 days ahead of me. And I absolutely love to see him post those numbers every single day, not only because it reminds me of what day I'm on, because again, I'm 1,000 days behind him, but because I know for a fact that he's still quit. He continues to give his word every single day. And I guess to me, that's kind of the bottom line, and that's kind of the whole point. If something as simple as posting role on a daily basis continues to keep you quit, continues to remind you on a daily basis of the battle that you are fighting, then why would you not do it? I often hear, oh, well, Chewy, the only time I ever think about dipping is when I'm on the site. The only time I ever think about my addiction is when I'm posting role. So shouldn't I just stop doing that so that I can truly be free, truly forget about it, et cetera, et cetera. And logically, I think there probably is some validity to that. But my response to that has always been, I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget my addiction. I don't want to forget how far I've come. And if getting on the site for 30 seconds a day, for 2 minutes a day, however long it takes, to put my name on a line and remind myself and everybody else within the Kill the Can community that I'm quit today, if that's what it takes to keep me quit, then I'm going to continue to do that. The other thing that I hear, again, from the folks that say, well, I never think about it. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid every single day. It's ripping off a Band-Aid, not letting that wound completely heal. And again, I understand that analogy. And again, my response to that is, I don't want to forget. And I'll be honest with you, posting role at this point in my quit, coming up on 18 years in July, it has become a morning ritual or an afternoon ritual. It has become something that I almost don't even think about what it means when I'm posting role. But when I think back, or if I miss a day, it really bothers me. And that's when I do think about what it means, what that promise means. And that's where I kind of, it reinvigorates and refocuses my quit on that day. I think it's really important to understand that not forgetting about your quit and completely putting it out of your mind isn't necessarily putting your quit out of your mind completely. I don't think, in my opinion, is the ultimate goal. Freedom from addiction is your ultimate goal. And in my opinion, you can't forget where you've come from, and posting role is that daily reminder of where you've come from. On a previous episode of the podcast, Kramer and I discussed briefly as part of our conversation how to reinvigorate your quit. And in addition, and he actually made a really good point, in addition to coming and posting role, he feels, and I would tend to agree with him, that it's really important to engage in the community outside of just putting your name on the line, right? And whether that means, you know, sharing memes, whether it means going into a political conversation, whether it means interacting with the people in your group, sharing personal stories, trials, tribulations, those kind of things. Those are the things, that interaction outside of just posting role, those are the things that will really build the bonds of brotherhood, which is what we're all about at Kill the Can. It's about, those are the things that builds that accountability. Now, I'm not saying those are necessary. The price of admission is posting role, but you will get so much more out of your quit and out of the relationships that are made via your quit if you do and you take those extra steps that Kramer is talking about. Share personal stories. Talk to your brothers and sisters. Understand what makes them tick. Understand what's important to them outside of just their quit, their family, their friends, their work, their hobbies, you know, whatever it is. I don't want to forget my quit. I've said it several times during this podcast. I go out of my way to remember how I felt on day 10, on day 30. I go back, and people might think I'm crazy. I go back and I reread some of the commentary, some of the posts that I made when I was in those first 100 days. I don't do it every day. You know, I'll go back and I'll reread my Hall of Fame speech to remember the mind space that I was in on October 31st, 2006, when I wrote that speech, Halloween Day. That was my 100th day. It's really important to me, and I can't tell you how much that has helped my quit. I'll be honest with you. There have been times over the years where I have had those same feelings. Whatever. I don't need to post roll every day. I've got this. My quit is on cruise control. I don't need it anymore. And then something happens. I'll see somebody cave after 1,000 days or 2,000 days or 5,000 days. I'll see somebody fade away that I haven't talked to in months or years. And then I'll get a random text out of the blue. Hey, did you hear such and such caved? And I allow those experiences and those failures by other people to reinvigorate my quit and remind me again just how far I've come and what I never want to go back to again. And for somebody that's listening to this that is either very early in their quit, and they might think I sound like this ranting lunatic, I'm here to tell you, if you can buy into and understand what it is your quit means to you, you will never forget how far you've come. And getting on the site, posting roll, and doing it indefinitely is the best way to maintain your quit, to keep that nicotine bitch at bay for years and years to come. Freedom from your nicotine addiction is absolutely amazing. And in my opinion, it's worth a couple of minutes a day to stay close to the site, stay close to the community, continue to give your word, and continue to be free. It's an honor to be quit with you, quitters. I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.